Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. Well, the protests continue.
Gaza sees you!
Gaza war protesters on at least five college campuses clashing with police on Saturday, all told at least 200 arrested before it was over. At Columbia, the administration vowed yesterday not to bring in police to clear the unauthorized tent city that remains on campus, saying it would be counterproductive. However, they also vowed to hold accountable protesters who mock or threaten to kill Jews or use hate speech.
Columbia's president, Manoush Shafiq, under fire for her response.
It was a completely ineffectual gesture.
Columbia professor Joseph Howley.
When the university called the NYPD in, what did that do to the situation?
I mean, it was a disastrous escalation.
At some universities, protesters have been dealt with aggressively.
For what reason? I'm just standing on the sidewalk.
Correspondent Michael George, pro-Palestinian students are now suing Columbia. They claim they're the victims of harassment. The school hasn't done anything to stop it, despite dozens of complaints. No comment yet from Columbia about the legal action. Now, Ariel is a Columbia student who is not protesting, but has concerns about how school officials have been handling it.
People just feel betrayed by these administrators who are supposed to protect them and supposed to preserve kind of freedom within the university. So I think it's what I'm hearing is mostly disappointment with the admin.
School administrators are allowing students to take their classes online for the rest of the semester after Jewish students said the protests left them feeling unsafe on campus. Now, one of this weekend's more violent confrontations happened yesterday at Northeastern University in Boston. Police in riot gear tore down an encampment after protesters refused to leave, and some 100 people were arrested.
Let's go home!
The university says it called in police because protesters were shouting anti-Semitic slogans like "Kill the Jews." But student Sarah Barber says it was counter-protesters who shouted that.
There were pro-Israeli protesters that came with Israel flags, and they were shouting and they were saying things such as, "Kill the Jews, don't you agree?" while the encampment protesters were chanting, "Do not engage," and they weren't responding.
The chants I heard were, "Let the kids go," "Free Palestine," and this one.
"Not another nickel, not another dime."
No more money for Israel's crimes!
Correspondent Suzanne Sauzville, a spokeswoman for Northeastern, said the student demonstration had been infiltrated by professional organizers, something students have denied. Well, thousands of runners up early in the five boroughs this morning for a couple of big events. In Lower Manhattan, it's the 12th annual 9/11 Memorial and Museum 5K. 1010 Wynn spoke with the museum's Visionary Network chair, Robert Peretta, about the event.
This race that we have, it is our annual race, and it is a great way to engage the New York community. We are actually in the 12th year of the 5K. This is actually the 9/11 Memorial Museum's largest public fundraiser by numbers of attendees.
Funds raised will support educational programs to help teach future generations about the events of 9/11. The run route will trace the path of rescue and recovery workers as they made their way to Ground Zero. Meanwhile, across the East River, it's the Brooklyn Half Marathon this morning. 1010 Wins spoke with the founder of NYC Runs, Steve Lasto.
It starts in North Brooklyn near McCarran Park at 7 a.m. 22,000 athletes will be leaving the start line, taking a tour of iconic Brooklyn.
And they will make their way from the start in Greenpoint to the finish in Prospect Park. A newborn baby found dead in Staten Island, and now two adults are under arrest, reportedly the parents.
Police have been here on the eighth floor all morning since finding the lifeless body of a one-month-old baby boy. Joan Thurston lives a couple doors away.
I'm tearing up right now because that's not anything I want to hear. I have six grandchildren.
Cops got the call at around 6:45 Saturday morning for an unconscious infant at 240 Broadway. He was later pronounced dead at Richmond University Medical Center. This neighbor didn't want to be identified.
You know, I would see the little boy and the mother.
Right.
I never seen an infant.
Police say there was visible trauma to the baby's left arm. Two people were taken into custody. Darius Rantzias, 1010 Wins at 92.3 FM in West Brighton, Staten Island.
The suspects now identified as 38-year-old Leonard Thompson and 36-year-old Janice Lightfoot, both charged with reckless endangerment. There's been another earthquake in central New Jersey, not a big one, but about 700 residents reported feeling it shortly before 9 Saturday morning in the Somerset Hills area. It registered a 2.9 magnitude, no damage reported. This wasn't far from the epicenter of the larger size earthquake felt around much of the tri-state on April 5th. That was the third worst to hit the region in some 240 years, and it was felt by about 42 million people.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.